Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Helton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, and business and labor leaders in California have been going at it over COVID protocols in the workplace. And the state agency that regulates the rules has been flip-flopping all over the place. And after a meeting last night, the decision on masks on the job was pushed past that June 15th marker all the way to the end of the month. Let's get the latest live from KNX 1070's John Baird.
California officials had made it clear that when the state fully reopens next week, people who have been fully vaccinated won't have to wear face coverings except in certain situations. They took their cue from the CDC, but the Cal OSHA board, the board members were not ready to do that. They were going to require employees to wear face masks at work for the time being unless all employees in the same room were vaccinated and could prove it. A little pressure from the State Department of Public Health, DPH, and possibly the governor may have changed their minds. Business groups spoke out too, asking the board to, well, get on the same page.
On behalf of retailers, I urge the board to better align the CTS with CDC guidance and DPH guidance.
Now, even if the board does move ahead with the change, vaccinated employees will still have to wear their masks at least for a few more weeks. People who are not vaccinated will still be required to mask up indoors. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The governor and state lawmakers are going to get a raise. Elected officials have been approved to get a salary increase of more than 4%. With the state panel citing improving state finances and higher raises going to the rank-and-file state employees, California legislators will now make about $120,000 a year. Salaries cannot go up in deficit years, but the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association is questioning whether Californians are getting good value for what they're paying in taxes.
The governor, the attorney general, and a whole bunch of gun control advocates are going to be holding a big news conference up in the Bay Area later this morning. This is to announce an appeal to the recent ruling that overturned California's assault weapons ban. Judge in the case said assault weapons have overwhelmingly been used for legal reasons. In the ruling, he called AR-15 a perfect combination of a home defense weapon and homeland defense equipment. The governor has called the decision a direct threat to public safety.
Four Glendale police officers are now on administrative leave after this video that appeared to show them punching and kicking a suspect in the face while he was on the ground. This came during an arrest at the Glendale Galleria over the weekend. This person shot the video.
The officer that wasn't even there to begin with, that ran up on the situation, and as soon as he arrived, he just decided, I'm going to kick this kid in the face.
The suspect, who CBS2 reports was 17, was arrested on suspicion of petty theft and resisting an officer. Glendale police say they take these types of incidents, quote, very seriously.
Homeless guy's been arrested in Venice, accused of knocking another guy unconscious. Police say the transient punched the victim in the face. Appears to be just a random attack. Suspect lives in a homeless encampment near Oceanfront Walk in Venice. He is now facing battery charges.
Garden Grove police officer has been charged with beating and threatening two homeless people in separate incidents while he was on duty last year. In both cases, he's accused of hitting homeless people in the head. Kevin Ding, a 12-year member of the department, is scheduled to be arraigned next month on four counts of attempted criminal threats, two counts of battery, two counts of assault, and battery by an officer. If convicted, he could get 4 years.
L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva not backing down. He was on Fox This Morning Network, continuing strong criticism of local elected officials over the homeless crisis. He says they've got a long history of fumbling the issue.
Year after year of counterproductive and irresponsible decisions from the Board of Supervisors, the Mayor of L.A., and the L.A. City Council. Each and every person played a part in failing to acknowledge the unfolding crisis that gets getting bigger and bigger.
He says that local leaders have handcuffed the LAPD by not allowing officers to clear homeless camps, and the sheriff says he is deeply disturbed that Venice Beach has become what he calls a destination of choice for homeless people throughout the entire nation. Of course, the local council member there, Mike Bonin, has been very critical of the sheriff for his behavior lately, sending his deputies out to the Venice Boardwalk.
The homeless issue topping the agenda is the mayor, Eric Garcetti, met virtually with about another dozen or so leaders of California cities. While there's no single answer to the problem, Garcetti said the state has a crucial role to play when it comes to solutions and paying for them.
Homelessness demands quick action, direct results, and these frictionless programs and a way to sustain this. So all of us came together to say we want ongoing funding. And the joint legislative proposal gets us the closest there that we've ever seen.
A new state budget proposal would set aside $4 billion over the next 4 years to address what Garcetti has called an historic crisis.
L.A. City Councilmember Nithya Raman has been handed a recall notice. She took office 6 months ago, but a campaign committee called CD meaning council district, argues that Raman's office is inexperienced, unresponsive, and too politically radical. Her district stretches from Hancock Park to Sherman Oaks and over to Silver Lake. According to the L.A. Times, the group is asking for more than 27,000 valid signatures to get the recall on the ballot in the fall.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.